The United States had offered a $25 million reward for information leading to Osama bin Laden. That money was never paid out, though. Now that bin Laden is dead, some have tried to calculate exactly how much bin Laden cost the United States taxpayer since September 11th of 2001. Alan Beatty is the international economy editor at the Financial Times, and he wrote about that very subject this week. Alan, figuring out how much Osama bin Laden cost the U.S. isn't simple, but in the simplest analysis, I know you look at the cost of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan as a direct consequence of September 11th and as a direct consequence of Osama bin Laden. So what is the price tag on that front so far?
Well, sure. If you make that assumption, then so far the Congressional Research Service, which is the sort of think tank of Capitol Hill, calculates about $1.3 trillion has been spent, and that assuming that the drawdown of troops goes ahead as planned, it will end up being about $1.8 trillion. That's by the end of this decade. It's about 10% or so of the current federal debt, so it's a reasonable amount of money.
So what other elements do you factor into the cost of Osama bin Laden on the U.S.?
Well, I guess there are other kind of direct costs which are reasonably easy to quantify, such as all the money that's been spent on homeland security, and some research on that suggests that's adding another kind of $600 or $700 billion. So that takes the total kind of over $2 trillion. And beyond that, there are all these costs which are, you know, some people claim are very big but are harder to quantify, such as if you assume that the big rise in oil prices in the kind of early mid-2000s was a result of the Iraq war, you can factor in how much damage that's done to the U.S. economy, and some people add another few hundred billion on top of that. There's also, you know, aside from just the direct costs of homeland security, there's also the kind of indirect costs of travel delay, everyone having to wait in airport lines a lot longer and so forth. So, you know, the real kind of direct quantifiable costs are kind of just over $2 trillion. But some people have added, you know, one or two or even more trillion on top of that for more sort of indirect costs.
How about Osama bin Laden's overall impact on the American economy, not just for the cost of wars, but other ways the economy has been affected since 9/11? Is there any way to figure out accurately that dollar amount?
Not really, because I mean, it depends what assumptions you make. I mean, one thing that I find kind of quite interesting is that the possible ongoing cost of Osama bin Laden is that homeland security spending has gone up a great deal. But it's not just that it's gone up, it's also that it's become politically impregnable. It's very hard to cut homeland security spending in exactly the same way it's always been hard to cut defense spending. So essentially, you know, you've always had a big chunk of the federal budget that's been hard to cut because it's defense. You now have another big chunk that's hard to cut because it's homeland security. So unless this changes, you know, one of the ongoing legacies of 9/11 may be that there's a whole bunch of public spending, which some people argue isn't very effective, which just can't be cut. It's politically too difficult to cut. So that's quite a serious ongoing cost.
Well, how about a stimulating factor? I mean, how has the economy been stimulated by all the spending on security and defense?
Well, not necessarily that much, because a lot of the defense spending, of course, has happened outside the US, and a lot of the homeland security spending has probably been diverted from other goals. So, you know, anyone who travels around America will know a lot of the public infrastructure is in not that good a state. The US could probably do with a lot more infrastructure spending. It could probably do with more research and development spending if it's going to keep up with competition from China and India and so forth. And if anything, those have probably been reduced or have probably been squeezed a bit to make way for homeland and defense spending.
Okay, so to the best extent you can, the final estimate on a price tag?
The absolute quantifiable price tag, probably just over $2 trillion as a one-off. Beyond that, $3 or more trillion.
Alan Beatty of the Financial Times, thank you.
Thanks very much.